let's quickly review Shabbos Daf Test. First, the Gemara discusses if you have an eskufa of a mavoi, how it could possibly be that it serves as shtei reshuyos, both sometimes as a reshus yachid and sometimes reshus rabim. So when you have a mavoi that's mutter betiltel by virtue of the fact that you have a beam that's one tefach wide running across the entrance of the mavoi, then you're allowed to carry underneath that beam by the entrance of the mavoi, because the way we view it is that the outer mouth of the beam is yorid v'sosem, or at least the outer mouth of the beam serves as the hecker. If you hold it, you need a hecker. So, but if there's a door between that at the opening of that mavoi, then you're only allowed to carry under that beam if the door is open. But once the door is closed, it's aser, because then the beam is considered to not serve as a heter for the mavoi, unless the beam is at least four tefachim wide. Only then would you say pitikri or v'sosem in the presence of a door. How is it possible that an eskufa could be shtei reshios in a bayis, if it's an eskufa not of a mavoi but of a bayis of a house? So if the house has two beams, each one is less than four tefachim, each one, let's say, is two tefachim, and in between them there's airspace that's less than three tefachim, and the door is open underneath that airspace, so then you're allowed to be metaltel underneath it, because we say love it, and we view it as if it's one big four tefach beam. We view it as one big thing, and we would say that the mouth of the beam is yared v'sosein. However, if the door is closed, then you're not allowed to carry underneath it, because then we don't view it as one large four tefach beam. If you have a beam that's straight, that's not two separate beams, but is one straight beam, and there's a locked door in between it, or a closed door in between it, then the door would not be mevatel its status as a straight beam, and you would be allowed to carry underneath it. The only hechitim, so where you're not able to carry underneath it, is where it's two separate beams, each of which are less than four tefachim. Mavwe that you're allowed to carry in al yidei alechi, so the Gemara discusses that you're not allowed to carry right across from the lechi, meaning if you put a lechi to be matir the mavoi, a pole on one side, then only the inner part of the lechi is matir to carry in the mavoi, only from the inner part and in. Even if the space of the door is less than 4 by 4 tefachim, the lechi is only matir from the chudo hapanimi, from the inner part. The Gemara then discusses toward the bottom, if you have a pillar that's 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, that's in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and according to a mayor, you're not allowed to take an object that's on the ground in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and put it on that pillar in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, because we're afraid that you're going to do the same thing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that you're going to take something that's on the ground of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and put it up on something that has the dimensions, a pillar that has the dimensions of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, in which case you're obviously going to be chayiv and violate an Isra Daoraisa. So there's a gzera that we don't even allow in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Then finally we finish the Hotzah, and on Daf Tesam and Beis, the Gemara discusses things that one should not do samuch l'mincha gedola, close to the time mincha gedola, until he davens. A person should not sit and have a large su'uda. According to Rav Achi, even a small su'uda, lest he get caught up in the su'uda, shouldn't sit down for a haircut. So again, two deos, either a haircut of a kohen gadol, which will take all day, or maybe even a regular haircut, according to Rav Acha, because we're afraid the scissors might break and you're going to miss him on tefillah. A person shouldn't take a bath, which again, according to Pashtus, is that you shouldn't take a bath that involves many steps, that involves zeya and washing bechamin and betzonein, and that will take all day, according to Rav Acha, even if it's just a regular bath, because we're afraid a person might pass out from the heat. A borski, a person shouldn't go to do tanning. Again, he has all day, so it's going to be, we're only assuming it's going to be also to do a lot of tanning. But according to Rav Acha, even a small amount of tanning, because we're afraid that a person might discover a problem with the hides and he's not going to daven because of his tsar. And the fifth thing you're not allowed to do is to sit in din. The Gemara explains that it's a Gemara din would be fine because it doesn't take so long. It's to start a din that's going to be usher. But Rav Acha says even a Gemara din you can't do because we're afraid you're going to come up with a new svara and it's going to change the whole din. You're going to have to start all over again. Then the Gemara discusses what's called being maschil. We say that if you start one of these things, so you don't have to stop in order to daven. You could finish what you were doing. So what's called being maschil? The beginning of a su'uda is two deos, either netilas yadayim or undoing the belt for those who have the belts tied very tightly. When it comes to din, when the dayanim do an atifas harosh with the talis, that's called being maschil. But if they've already done an atifas harosh for a different din Torah that they were dealing with that day, then it's when the balei din begin their tainas. That's called being maschil. When it comes to getting a haircut, putting the apron over you to protect you from the hair that's going to fall all over the place is called being maschil. When it comes to bathing, it's removing the outermost garment is considered to be maschil. And if you begin any of these things, samach l'mincha gedola, you don't have to stop. But samach l'mincha katana, one would have to stop any of these activities even after they've already been maschil. That is a chazar of Shabbos Taftas.